Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And thank you for all the birthday wishes for Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo made it to 16 years. He is still kicking. He's still alive. So 16-year-old Shaky Boo had his sweet 16. So he's a happy, happy boy. However, there is one puppy out there, or one dog, 4-year-old dog, that isn't too happy. Because the dog contracted monkeypox from his owners. Now, I remember about a week or two ago, I told you guys how I think pets can get monkeypox because monkeypox did start in animals, monkeys, squirrels, rodents. In fact, the 2003 outbreak was prairie dogs. So, of course, animals can be afflicted with monkeypox. But it was interesting how all of a sudden a bunch of warnings came out about a week, week and a half ago. And my guess is because they heard about this case study. Well, a case study has been published in Lancet saying that two people, they weren't necessarily an exclusive couple, they were a non-exclusive couple, but two men who have sex with men in Paris, France, who lived within the same household, both came down with monkeypox. Then, 12 days later, their dog did. And I want you guys to look at the pictures of the monkeypox. I think a lot of the monkeypox pictures that are being spread throughout the media is the most severe one where you see a bunch of the vesicles and lesions on the face and things like that. When you look at the spots of the gentlemen who were afflicted with it, because the Lancet Journal article includes pictures of what the spots look like, some of them look like, just little bumps in the genital area. And it doesn't have that, well, I don't have the big, huge pustules on the face and the chest and the arms. Well, I mean, you have a bump or two that isn't supposed to be there. You need to get it checked out. So going back to this with the puppy, these two men who have sex with men, they don't use the term gay men anymore. They say men who have sex with men, attended the Petit Salpêtrière Hospital in Paris, France on June 10th. One man was identified as Latino, age 44 years old, lives with HIV with undetectable viral loads on antiretrovirals. The second man is white, age 27, and HIV negative. Both are non-exclusive partners living in the same household. They each signed a consent for the paper to publish this. And then the men presented with anal ulceration 6 days after sex with the other partners. In patient one, anal ulceration was followed by a vesicular pustular rash, which is like kind of a big blister. Then went to the face, ears, and legs. Patient two had it on the legs and back. It didn't include the face. But in both cases, they felt weak, tired, headaches, fever for about 4 days. I believe they both ended up improving, but 12 days after their symptoms, their male Italian greyhound, 4 years old with no prior medical disorders, began having these lesions on his abdomen and a thin anal ulceration. The dog tested positive by PCR when they looked at the lineage and they tested it. It had 100% sequence homology on the 19.5 kilobase pair sequence. So anyway, they believe it was the exact same strain. Now, the men reported co-sleeping with their dog. You know, a lot of us, my dog sleeps with us. They said they were very careful to prevent their dog from contacting other pets or other humans from the onset of their own symptoms. So that means when they got sick with monkeypox, they said they made sure that their pet didn't touch anybody else because the pet was in their household. But they, according to study authors, this is one of the first cases of human-to-dog transmission. Keep in mind, most of the monkeypox transmissions have been from animal to human. this is one of the first saying we can give it to our dog. And remember, you know, CDC, a bunch of us were saying, look, you know, just stay away from your pet if you have COVID. Stay away from your pet if you have monkeypox. Stay away from your pet. And it's really hard because I love my pet, all of them. And I get my face all up in theirs and kissies and tickle tummy. And, you know, but if you're ill, you have to realize that the animals can pick this up. We think our animals are just completely immune, or like they have this shield because they eat other animals' poops, you know, or they, you know, stick their nose in another animal's butt. You know, you and I would die of hepatitis, but these dogs or cats seem to be resilient, but they're resilient to a lot of things, but not everything. If there is a flu going around, you know, dogs or cats or whatever, they could pick that up. There's canine coronaviruses, there's parvoviruses, there's so many different things these animals could get. And especially these animals could pick up viruses. They could pick up the flu. They could pick up COVID. We've seen people give their animals COVID. So it makes sense that you could give your animal monkeypox. So it's frustrating to think that, you know, two men who really, really tried to, you know, keep it away from their animal, the animal still got it. I don't know if the animal is recovered. We don't believe it was euthanized or anything like that. Sometimes these cases could be fatal. We're just learning as we go what happens with animals. But right now, monkeypox cases, by the way, the number has not gone up this weekend, so expect a huge jump later today. But the monkeypox cases as of this weekend was globally about 32,100, domestically about 11,100, let me see. Yeah. So our cases will sadly go up. We are learning as we go. This virus is not acting like previous monkeypox viruses. The World Health Organization has now opened up an open forum on what should we call it. And it was on Twitter. And so, you know, I know some people have some choice names for it, but, you know, we don't even have this current necessarily outbreak strain named, because they don't really necessarily want to call it monkeypox. That's how new we are with this. And I shudder to think that we're dealing with a new sort of outbreak or a new sort of epidemic, hopefully never as bad as COVID. But COVID was a cluster and a half with lockdowns and, you know, all sorts of BS happening. So last thing we want is our pets and our household contacts and everybody getting this when we, you know, shouldn't be having it to this degree. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Doc Adali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so whenever people have financial stress and they're looking at inflation or a recession and, you know, employment issues, a big thing that I'm seeing, especially with my middle-aged friends, is the regret. I should have bought that house. I shouldn't have sold that property. I should have saved up. I should have, and I keep hearing this, should have, I made a mistake. And that is really adding and increasing to people's anxiety and depression. So let me just tell you guys about my, should have been a regret, but I don't regret. So, for those of you that are familiar with real estate in certain areas of the country, especially the Southwest, real estate skyrocketed. And real estate has been skyrocketing for a while. But some people really raked it in good, and others, oh, you know, we made some good choices. Well, when we were little, There's a place that, when we were little, I'm sorry, when my children were little, there's a beautiful, beautiful Dixie National Forest. There's a forest in Utah. It's about 3.5 hours away from where we live, and it's called Duck Creek. And Duck Creek is this beautiful area with ducks and trees and lakes, and you could snowmobile and ATV. And so we had a little extra money to invest, so we bought a piece of property up there in Duck Creek. This was in the early 2000s. We built a cabin. And our friends built a cabin. We ended up being right next to them. Who knew? So we built this cabin. And having a cabin is very unpractical for somebody like me and our family. One is, my clinic was open on the weekends, so I really didn't want to leave town. Number two is, Wi-Fi and internet wasn't that strong. So when you own a medical practice, you know, and you really have the work ethic that I always strive to have, I don't want to be off the grid when, you know, my PAs or somebody else is covering the weekend for me. So that was pretty frustrating. Then we have two young boys. Well, they have sports. They have soccer on the weekends, baseball, things like that. Not to mention birthday parties. Every weekend there was some birthday party. So we started to notice that we had this beautiful cabin, this big, beautiful cabin that we really couldn't afford, that we were paying mortgages on, and we weren't visiting it. We almost had to force ourselves to visit it. So I remember asking my husband, this was probably back in 2004, 2005, well, maybe we rent it. We rent it out. Well, at that time in Duck Creek area, you really didn't have a lot of management companies out there. Not to mention, I don't think the roads were paved where we had our cabins. So during the winter, not a lot of people, unless they had four-wheel drive or snowmobiles, could get there. And it just didn't seem to make financial sense. So when our friends said, you know, they were selling their cabin because they, you know, found a lot in Las Vegas and they were going to build. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, maybe we'll do the same thing. We got rid of it. Okay? So we got rid of a cabin that we really couldn't afford, that we didn't have time to go and clean and upkeep, and it was very difficult to rent because there were no, you know, cleaning companies and things like that. So how do you do that? And it was just too much work, and we got rid of it. Well, now, of course, the cabin is worth probably 6 times more than what we built it for. So we were up there at Duck Creek. We went. We did some hiking. There were some lava tubes, which were really, really cool, ice caves. And we drive by, and we see our cabin. And that was our cabin that we built. It's beautiful. It's sitting there on a corner. Making money as the interest and as you know, the housing markets and the cabin markets go up. And, yeah, we felt that regret. You know, and then we talked to our other friends who had cabins nearby. And they're like, oh, we shouldn't have sold it. We shouldn't have sold it. But before I even got sad about that or whatever, I mean, one is, okay, come on, you know, boo-hoo. So you had a house you couldn't afford, you had to sell it, no big deal. There's bigger fish to fry, you're healthy, you're blessed. But a lot of times we regret the one little decision we made, and we don't realize the surrounding issues around that decision. You know, like some of you will say, I never should have smoked. I never should have started smoking. Well, before you start kicking yourself, what were some of the issues around that? Were you, on tour in the military? You know, were you at war? Did you, you know, have a lot of stress? And so we go back, and when we have regrets and we start to, you know, get down on ourselves and criticize ourselves for making certain decisions, we don't realize that there were other factors around it. And if we went back to 2005, 2006, and the market in Vegas is starting to boom, and we don't have the money, you know, to keep something that we're never at, I still think we made a good decision. And I hear this from so many people, especially the middle-agers. They're like, oh, man, you know, we need to tell the young ones, if you have a cabin, you keep it. If you have a boat, you keep it. If you have a, you keep it. No. No, not necessarily. I don't think that's the right decision. We know real estate goes up. We know things will happen. Now, in California, we're going to talk about they're expecting this big flood. So I don't know what's going to happen with California prices. But you always have to make the best decision that you need to make at that time. And if you keep on living, but I'm going to regret it later, I'm going to regret it later, one, you're not going to live. And number two is you might not be making good decisions. You know, one thing I think we all learned about in terms of the future is we thought we might have been able to predict the future back in the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s. And maybe most of our predictions were there. But the one thing that I think COVID did with us And, you know, now what we're seeing with monkeypox and the recession and inflation and everything that's going on is nothing is set. Our futures are really muddled. There's no way to predict. So quit kicking yourself for poor financial decisions you made. Maybe you invested in this one company. Maybe you did it. Because every failure we have leads to our successes. Every time you, let's say, make a decision that, oh, man, looks like I should have done it the other way. That's how we learn. You touch a stove. You burn yourself. You're like, okay, I'm not going to touch a stove again. Every successful person I know had failures, had screw-ups, had mess-ups. And, you know, for those people that are, and I see the young people doing that, but like, well, I want to jump from this job to this job to this job so I keep making money. I don't want to be at one place and then regret that I didn't make money. And I want, and, you know, I'm like, look, with life, it's not, you know, always every single move a positive. A lot of times it's two steps forward, one step back. Two steps forward, one step back. And yes, I'll sing the song. Until finally you just kind of, you make it. Slow and steady wins the race. I don't know what analogy to use, but you don't necessarily have to have a win every single move. Oh yeah, and another thing, we got into two accidents trying to go up the mountain to Duck Creek. You know, one was with our friends, and we tried to use our car. We saw their car slip and slide, so we purposely put our car so then they could hit us and not go off the mountain. And then there was another one where I think he was with his mom. My husband was with his mom, and they almost went over the side. You know, and you know, I don't regret. Who cares? You know, when you live a life, you only have one life to live, and you have to make the best decision for that point in time. Now, okay, you cheat on your spouse? No, that's not cool. That, you know, you should regret. But, you know, I mean, I think that our, you know, anxiety that's starting to rise, and I'm getting a lot of it, and I know it's going to be a very, very rough few months or years or whatever, and you got another election coming up. It's going to be very, very panicky. But any time you go, we should have kept that house. We should have done this. We should have done this. All right? One is, if your kids are listening to this, all right, don't let them hear that one side. Let them hear the but. This was the situation around it. And go back and evaluate. And you can do it with the family so they hear. You know, because I don't want somebody thinking that, oh, okay, you know, when you have something, you just have to keep it and hold on to it forever. That's not, you know, smart either. You have like a tumor. Get that sucker out. But I hear this in medicine. You know, one of the reasons why I have this horrible, horrible hernia that now I struggle with and I can never get my six-pack back is because I had a tumor taken out that ended up being benign, and I ended up getting an umbilical hernia. Then the mesh was bad, the mesh that got recalled, and then it ruined my muscles and the abdomen, and I had to get another surgery. So I've had to have multiple surgeries. And I could go back and say I should have never gotten that tumor out. Well, I had to get it out. No doctor back in the late 90s would have said to leave an ovarian tumor, you know, sitting there on your ovary. I made the best decision. Yeah, maybe I am dealing with consequences from it now, but no regrets. If I had to go back, no regrets. So as you guys kind of navigate through, you know, the moguls that we're coming up on with, you know, finances and things like that, you know, break down, teach your kids. Kids, I've only had a hunt, how to fish, how to, you know, get the power back on, how to, you know, teach them about, you know, what your priorities are in these decision-making processes. So you don't just go back on, oh, well, we could have made money. You know, you probably made a much better decision than you thought. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
1 year after the Biden administration failed in the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal, one fact stands loud and clear. The women of Afghanistan have been put back in their place, and any hope of freedom has diminished. The brother of one of the 13 service members killed in the Kabul airport bombing during the Biden administration's withdrawal committed suicide at his brother's memorial earlier this month. The death toll in a fireworks storage explosion in Armenia's capital, Yerevan, has risen to 6. Officials said Monday 60 others were injured in the powerful blast Sunday. The U.S. consulate is advising citizens to avoid Baja California in Mexico after multiple reports of cars on fire, heavy police presence, and roadblocks caused by unprecedented cartel violence. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, a few questions, and I'm going to try to put them together because I don't want to read each of these emails because I think some of them are going to be misconstrued and not sounding very politically correct. But there is a question that keeps coming up as that I've been asked, which I'll kind of break down. If monkeypox is a result of sexual activity, sexual choices in terms of multiple partners or sex parties, and does the men who have sex with men population party differently? You know, why is monkeypox, these are questions that are coming up, you know, why is monkeypox so prevalent in the men who have sex with men community? You know, what are they doing different? Do they just have an acclivity to more sex and multiple partners and things like that? And so, you know, as a physician, You know, my answer is no, 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 no. And the reason being is all these years, if a gay man did something, that got attention. But when you hear heterosexual men sleeping around and things like that, nobody, you know, seems to kind of make that a story. So when you hear that there is a rave going on and it's, you know, people of the LGBTQ community, it just seems to spark some interest. Yet you have, you know, heterosexuals that are having a lot of sex and it doesn't make a headline. This made a headline here. Apparently there's some claims that UN peacekeepers from 12 countries have fathered and abandoned thousands of children over the last 20 years in the Democratic Republic of Congo. One victim was 10 years old when her aunt trafficked her to UN peacekeepers who gave her beer, raped her, got her pregnant. And they say the majority of these absent fathers were from Tanzania and South Africa, others Morocco, Uruguay, Nepal, Bangladesh. And some of these men were either soldiers, officers, pilots, drivers, cooks, doctors, photographers. So if these are heterosexuals having a lot of sex, apparently this went on for 20 years and nobody talked about it. So I bring this up in terms of, you know, people are thinking, you know, gosh, you know, it, you know, we hear when we're hearing, you know, about monkeypox that many of these people had sex with multiple other individuals. So that must be very, very common in the gay community. No, it's not. Many people in the gay community are monogamous. Many people are homosexual, do not necessarily have a changed view of infidelity. If they want to have a monogamous relationship, most of my gay friends are in monogamous couples. I have some straight friends that are swingers that end up, you know, getting involved with other heterosexual couples. We're not interested. Hubby and I say hell to the no on that one. But, you know, couples may, whether they're straight, gay, whatever, will, you know, choose to do what they want to sexually. We have to be very, very careful with these numbers of, you know, oh my gosh, you know, there's something very, very different with those in one community than another. I just think it's because one is being publicized more. I mean, you know, if we looked at the thousands and thousands of gonorrhea cases, and we had an article every time there was a gonorrhea case on somebody who maybe cheated with somebody else, slept with somebody else, then you would be thinking the same thing about heterosexuals as well. So to answer the question, I don't think that within the community there is a much higher preponderance of sex parties. I believe that, you know, there's sex parties all over. I mean, I've seen my cats. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? Come on. This is a family establishment. So animals do things. And humans do things. But it is very, very frustrating that we have an illness that is predominantly, that used to not, you know, be specific to a sexual orientation. But where we have now this virus that seems to be affecting at least 96% of the patients are men who have sex with men. And it does start to, you know, bring a lot of questions as to, well, what's going on? Why? Now, being devil's advocate, okay, if men who have sex with men usually have sex in those arenas, and heterosexual men or heterosexual women may not mix with those parties, then that could explain why you don't have as many heterosexuals, you know, having, if, you know, they didn't, you know, I guess partner up with somebody who could have been a part of this little epidemic, then this, and even though the epidemic's getting bigger, it's still small compared to others, then if they aren't in those circles and it was transmitted to people who were close, skin-on-skin contact, sex, etc., then, you know, that is the working explanation right now, that this all started with, you know, a couple parties in Spain and Belgium, and then it went on from there. And it could happen. I just feel like there's something more to this. I don't know if it was in a lab and we had another lab leak. I don't know if this was a bioweapon. I don't know. It's very odd. But things like this happen. But it just, it's not curbing. We're not curbing this like you would think we could. So one way to curb it is vaccines. Now, you know, the amount of monkeypox vaccines, remember, we did not have monkeypox vaccines per se. We had smallpox vaccines, but how many smallpox vaccines did we have in our silo? You know, smallpox vaccines, we haven't had a smallpox outbreak, but that's what we're using. So now states are trying to roll out the vaccine, which is used for both smallpox and monkeypox, the JYNNEOS. And a lot of officials are getting frustrated because doses are being delayed, doses are getting wasted, there's a bunch of logistical errors, and state-level officials are blaming the feds for many issues now that have been happening. They said many doses are arriving in the wrong place. One batch was intended for Florida, and it went to other states. So, you know, we're grappling. It's new, and I'm not, you know, surprised that we're going to be kind of, stumbling on each other as we go through this. But I don't believe that, you know, when you have a sexual acclivity or you want to be with somebody and this is a person you love, you know, that will change you from, you know what, I want to have sex with tons of people or I want to sex with only one. If somebody wants to have sex with a lot of people, they do. I've had guy friends who have had multiple partners. Maybe not all in the same room, but, I mean, look at Grecian times. You know, if you guys watch Thor, Zeus comes in to a scene, and all he's doing is talking about orgies. So, apparently during Greek mythology times, orgies were really, really huge. You know, sex has always been a part of our culture. Sex has been huge. You know, societal recommendations and religious recommendations have started to narrow down our scope to monogamy. But prior to that, you know, if I walked into a room and there was Viggo Mortensen and there was Michael Fassbender and Michael B. Jordan and, you know, I don't know, Denzel Washington, if there would be all these handsome guys, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Bruce Willis, I would probably want to have sex with all of them. But no, now with society and with the way things change and I'm married, I'm happily married, nah, I'll pass. You know, others don't care about being bridled by that. They want to have fun, they want to enjoy each other, they want to enjoy life. You know, people have studied the brains of those who are heterosexual, homosexual. They've tried to look at, you know, do gay men have more estrogen? Do heterosexuals have more testosterone? And no, I've had patients who were gay that had fantastic levels of testosterone. We do think there might be some hormonal changes in the womb, in the embryonic exposure. But, you know, so we got to kind of get rid of those stereotypes and those myths. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have so much fish to fry. We got so many other things that we need to be dealing with. And added to the drama of 2022, despite multiple COVID waves, the Putin invasion of Ukraine, the tensions between China and Taiwan, and China and the U.S., and I don't know, you know, the Amari Cooper trade, you know, for Dallas Cowboys. I mean, among all these bigger things that we really, really need to be prepared for, inflation, economy, we have the raid of a former president's personal residence done by the current administration's Department of Justice. And the drama just doesn't stop. The problem is, you know, people think they're preaching to the choir. They think that everybody around them has the same political ideology as them. They think they're being cheered on. And good part of the country is pretty mad. and they're getting a little nervous. And they're wondering why something like this would happen when there are thousands of other avenues to discuss and obtain documents if they believe Trump is holding them. And that also makes me wonder, why would President Trump want to keep a document that isn't classified, that is classified? I'm not really sure, you know, why. I mean, nothing is making sense, you know. And, you know, some people think, oh, well, he just wants to mess with, you know, he wants to, you know, just mess with the administration. And so he's like, no, I'm not going to give it to you. So the FBI had to finally just move in and take it. That doesn't make sense. I mean, what was so damn important that, I mean, in this day and age, you could put something to memory. Why would a president keep boxes of things that, you know, if you're not president anymore, here, it's your problem. And I get there's mementos, you know. I mean, if you have something like, let's say, you know, French President Macron gave you a little snow globe, you know, of the Eiffel Tower, you might want to keep that because, you know, that was something, you know, really from somebody French, you know, that gave it to you. Or Kim Jong-un might have written something on a cocktail napkin. I'd keep that. You know, that's kind of cool. These are certain mementos, and he's got kids and grandkids. You know, your granddaddy was president. Here are some things that, you know, in our little, you know, library and museum, that kind of thing. But you know, what was so important? So we're being told that the federal agents removed 11 sets of classified documents, including some that were labeled secret and top secret. Now, I heard that just because something is top secret doesn't necessarily mean it's classified. You know, like, top secret. Let's say, you know, Jared Kushner had thyroid cancer, I believe. That's kind of top secret. Is that necessarily classified? You know, and I'm not saying that's what's a part of the records, but they said that they removed 11 sets of classified documents, including some labeled secret and top secret, according to documents obtained by NBC News. Among the items the FBI took was a handwritten note. That might have been the Kim Jong-un note he might have written something to Trump on a cocktail napkin. Information about the president of France and a granting of clemency for Roger Stone. There were photos. There were also papers described as SCI documents, which stands for Highly Classified Sensitive Compartmented Information. One document in the search warrant, they said they were searching for all physical documents and records constituting evidence, contraband, fruits of crime, and other items illegally possessed in violation of. And I guess they're using the Espionage Act as the weapon from the Justice Department to justify this raid. And they, I guess one was the letter that Obama gave to President Trump when he left. Obama wrote him a letter. I don't know if that's like a very common ritual where when you leave, the former president gives a letter to the new president. And I think they, you know, that was one of the ones confiscated. So I have no idea if, you know, Trump, you know, really stole declassified things. Is he just dinking with them? But, you know, the problem is, you know, this is, you know, we're in an election year. People have been trying, you know, for years to make Trump unelectable. And so others are thinking, is this all a ploy? Is this all a part of that? And we've never really had a president like Trump. You know, some of you love him, some of you hate him. But I think we can honestly, all the way around, go, he's different. I mean, you know, you have controversy, but it's almost like controversy every day. And is it controversy because, you know, he really wants to stir things up and he wants to say what needs to be said and he's uncovered a lot of BS saying, why are we giving, you know, these entities billions of dollars when they don't do jack diddly squat? Why don't we have a wall? You know, is it because people hate him because he's actually, you know, a whistleblower? Or do they dislike him because they think he has a screw loose? I don't know. You know, this FBI raid, I don't believe should have happened. I think they're trying to embarrass him, but it could backfire because you have a lot of people who, you know, when Trump said, look, You know, they've just tried to silence me. They won't let me on Twitter. They won't, you know, I still don't buy what happened with the election. You know, when something like this happens, you know, people start to wonder, well, wait a second, is there this deep state? Is there, you know, maybe he's not lying. You know, if a former president could have his wife's closet, you know, ransacked, allegedly, by the current administration's Justice Department, you know, some people might think, you know, maybe he's not all wrong. Others might think, come on, you know, he took something, he should have given it back, what's going on? So we don't know what's going on. But he has asked people to lower the temperature of the heat that people are now, you know, bringing towards the FBI. When that one person, you know, stormed the FBI in what was a Cleveland, Ohio, I mean, that's some dangerous stuff. I mean, the FBI, they have a job to do. You know, we may disagree with, you know, how they run their job, but, you know, the people who work for the FBI, you know, if they're doing the right ethical job, that's, you know, they're doing their job. So just like, you know, some of you might disagree with, you know, what librarians do or what teachers do or whatever, but, you know, they still have a right to live. They still have a right to safety. So, you know, Fox News, or Trump told Fox News, the temperature has to be brought down. Whatever we can do to help, because the temperature has to be brought down in the country. If it isn't, terrible things are going to happen. So Trump, because of everything that happened with the Capitol riots, the Capitol Hill riots, he wants to show that he is not trying to egg on a civil war. But he did repeat his attacks on the FBI over the search. Of course, I mean, he's mad. And you know, he said they are his supporters are not going to stand for another scam. That what had to do with the FBI's past investigation is for Russian interference with the 2016 election. He says people are so angry at what is taking place. So this, you know, I mean, the sooner the Justice Department and the Trump team show us exactly what's going on, I think the better. Because right now it's building up and it's building up and it's building up. And maybe the media is liking it because, you know, a lot of people are watching going, so what happened? What happened? You know, is Trump going to jail? Or was this a witch hunt? And, you know, is Biden trying to use, you know, his long arm of the law? What's going on? But, you know, we are heading towards a civil war if we don't get our poop figured out. And I've seen politicians on both sides do anti-American things. And I, you know, we got, like I said, such bigger fish to fry. We got to be ready to take on China. We have to be ready to take on Putin. And instead, it's, you know, raiding Melania's closet. Come on, people. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.